Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All about the coronavirus, and everybody's scared, let's be honest. It's Anna and Raven. It's Dr. Vinay Sampath. She's a professor of biomedical sciences at LIU Post. Should we be worried? That's the big question that everybody has right now.
You know, potential problem could happen. But right now, as of now, there is no cause for fear. We have zero cases in New York and New Jersey area, and we have overall 60 cases in the United States. So as of now, there is no cause for worry, but it is potential to become a problem in the next month or so. So then it is now a time for preparation rather than fear.
What type of preparations can a normal person take right now or should be taking before there might be, say, a run on items or anything like that? Because you know how hysteria builds.
You know, the best thing to do right now is to talk to your physician if you are on medication that could potentially become a supply issue. Things normal people, healthy people should stock up on would be like tissues, diapers, things like that. I don't see any reason for panic or a run on the stores right now. At some point, we need to figure out that we have enough supplies. If we do get quarantined like other countries are imposing, that we have enough supplies to be able to get through. But right now, the situation is not big. We are not there.
Okay, so you said like there's other countries that have all these restrictions and the quarantines. But as of right now, the United States, we don't have anything yet, right?
We have individuals in quarantine who have come from those countries. They have been screened at the port of entry and been asked to either quarantine themselves if they don't have any symptoms, or they've been taken away and quarantined at specific locations held by, you know, CDC and all of that, the governmental agents.
Dr. Vinay Sampath from LIU Post with us.
It was trending throughout the nation. 80 people in Suffolk on watch for the coronavirus because they had traveled. Do we have an update on that and where that's going?
So of those 80 people, all of those individuals had potential travel to those areas, but they do not have any symptoms. They are being monitored by the Departments of Health, Nassau and Suffolk daily, and they're asked to report their temperature and whether they have any symptoms, but they are being asked to quarantine themselves for 14 days. And at the end of 14 days, if they don't have any symptoms, they would be cleared for re-entry into schools and work and all of that. And out of these individuals, I understand that 6 of them were screened for potential symptoms, but none of them have had a positive result.
Doctor, these isolation tactics, the request for them to be isolated, though, it is simply just a request. They are not actually, you know, there's nobody monitoring whether or not they are going out, because there is a potential sometimes for people to be in denial, be unaware, or be untruthful, correct?
Right. But, you know, at some point, you would expect the individuals to take responsibility for their actions, for their exposure. There are always going to be some people who don't take that very seriously.
Right.
At this time, there is no cause for worry is what I want to say. There are no known cases on Long Island, no known cases on New York, New Jersey area. There is no cause for concern at this moment. It is likely to change because it is spreading. We do have an infection in California that, you know, it could potentially spread from there. But right now, we are okay.
One more question I have is about these face masks. I feel like all you see all over the news is the shortage of face masks. They're selling out everywhere. Is a face mask actually going to make a difference if you're wearing it?
No, not if you're healthy. If you're healthy, the face mask is not going to prevent you from falling sick. So a face mask is good if you're sick to prevent you from, when you're sneezing or coughing, to make sure that you don't send out the bug. You know, normal healthy people should not have to wear a face mask. If you're sick and you feel you have to go out, right, the best strategy is to stay home. But if you're sick and you do have to go out, then it is a good idea to wear a face mask.
Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. It's Dr. Vinay Sampath, professor of biomedical sciences at LIU Post. It's Anna and Raven.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.